The Homeland Security Department is certifying employees for being innovative. A new program pins digi badges on employees who put into practice what they're learning about using new digital services to improve DHS mission delivery. Soraya Correa is the chief procurement officer at DHS. She tells executive editor Jason Miller more about how DHS is emphasizing to acquisition employees and program managers the importance of addressing old challenges in new ways.
We think it's a good way to encourage people to continue to participate in the webinars, to continue to innovate, and to continue to learn, because that's what this is really about. It's staying on top of the business, making sure we understand how technology is changing, how we're trying to change procurement, and how we can do business better. Good government is important to us.
And the hope, and I think this is part of the goal of any digital services organization or buyers club or innovation lab, as you guys have it, is the trickle-down effect, where you train some few people and they train some few people and it moves on. Are you starting to see that? Because it's been, I guess, roughly a year maybe or so since you really first came up with this concept of a procurement innovation lab. Is that trickle-down effect happening?
Yes, the trickle-down effect is happening. Some people are a little bit more willing to adopt quicker than others. It takes time when you have such a large community and you have so much going on. And you have to remember that we're also a little bit resource constrained, so sometimes it's a little hard to stop and say, this is what I want to move out. But what we've done, OMB put out a memo through the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, identifying the need for agencies to really stand up innovation labs similar to what we've done. And so as a result of that, in fact, they even mentioned the DHS Procurement Innovation Lab and the HHS Buyers Club in that memo. And as a result of that, they said, name acquisition innovation advocates for each agency. Obviously, for me, it's Eric Cho, as you very well know. But what we also did was went out to our components and said, give us your acquisition innovation advocates. And so we have an Acquisition Innovation Advocates Council that's meeting on a regular basis to talk about where we can innovate. And we're challenging them. We're challenging them to bring us innovations, ideas that they have on how we can innovate in each of the components, to perhaps identify three procurements where we're going to try something new. So it's a little bit of challenge. It's a little bit about challenging them, but you can't force it. If you force it, you're probably not going to be successful. It has to really try to make it come naturally. And through the training, we think we induce that.
Where do you see the pill going over the next 6-12 months? As you enter the second year of its existence, where do you see the next, if you will, focus areas?
I still want them to continue to focus on the actual procurement process. My goal is to simplify, streamline, to make it a little bit more efficient to accomplish our buying based on what we're buying. Obviously, not everything can be done in 30 days and not everything should take 6 months, right? But it's about getting that lead time down to a very manageable level, a little bit more predictable level, and to make sure that the innovations that we have, that people feel comfortable using them and understanding them. So what I want the pill to continue to focus on is the two-pronged approach. The innovation that improves the process, but the teaching. I think that teaching part is the most important part. Because without that, without having the people that are sitting in the Procurement Innovation Lab to consult with the folks that are experimenting and innovating, we're not going to be successful. So I continue. I've added a couple of more people to the pill. A central part of the pill that I should mention is that survey that we do. We do go back and talk to the program managers, we talk to the contractors, both the ones that win and the ones that don't, as well as our contracting community, to hear what they thought of the particular innovation, how they felt about the solicitation, what they liked, what they didn't like, and to get lessons learned. And we do that during the phases of the procurement so that we're capturing the data when it's fresh.
Bring up industry a lot, as you talked about the different projects within the pill, different ways to bring industry in. You guys recently had a strategic conversation with industry as well. Talk a little bit about why you guys had that conversation, what were some of the goals there, and what were some of the feedback you heard?
The strategic industry conversation, this was our second one. The first one was in February of 2015. And our goal with the strategic industry conversation is to have just a high-level discussion with industry about topics of interest, whether it's talking about our strategic priorities, talking about high-level program requirements, you know, where we envision we are going perhaps with a particular program like aviation security or biometrics. And then to also talk about some of our business processes in areas of interest that where industry perhaps wants to learn more. So maybe about our strategic sourcing and category management initiatives or our small business initiatives. So the purpose of the strategic industry conversation was to bring in our professionals here at DHS and basically hook them up with industry and have a good dialogue with industry about the things we're doing. We hosted several panels. We use a panel breakout session format. The first hour of the strategic industry conversation was an opportunity for our Undersecretary for Management and our Deputy Undersecretary for Management, who's also our CFO, to talk about the accomplishments that we've had, what our strategic priorities are, and how they impact industry, what we're trying to do to make the relationship better with industry and work better with industry. And then our panels pretty much focused on very high-level presentations, but more of a dialogue with industry to help them better understand what we're looking for, what we're trying to do, the problems that we're trying to solve. The feedback from industry has been very good. Many people found these sessions quite informative. They were very appreciative of the opportunity to hear not only from our subject matter experts, but to actually meet a lot of our folks and network with them, because we had several of our staff out there, whether CIO, S&T, Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, and others out there in the audience that also were able to engage with industry. But it's a real opportunity to have a conversation without a solicitation in front of us. You know, there's nothing there to hamper that conversation and the ability to learn from one another.
What do you, as the Chief Procurement Officer, take away from that industry day? What are some of the areas that you say, oh, we can do that better, we can change that? Can you point to a couple things?
What I always take away from the industry conversation is that we need to get out there as early and as often as possible to help industry understand what we're trying to achieve. What are the problems that we're trying to solve? What are the concerns that perhaps we have? Where do we think they can do a better job to support us? And where do we think we can do a better job of communicating with them? The single biggest accomplishment that I think comes out of this industry conversation is really understanding each other better. And I think that that's critical. That's critical for an agency like ours who has such a difficult and ever-changing mission. You know, the threat continues to evolve. And I think it's really important that we have this dialogue going so that we're learning from one another and industry is better understanding what are the problems we're trying to solve. So my takeaway is always got to keep the conversation going. It's really important.
Soraya Correa is the Chief Procurement Officer at the Homeland Security Department. Learn more about the Procurement Innovation Lab, or PIL, at federalnewsradio.com.